From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. Last week, I brought you stories of the crazy people who are spending the summer running across the United States. This week, an Army vet who's traveling around the country on two wheels with a banjo, protesting U.S. involvement in Afghanistan.
I'm heading to St. Louis and then on to Chicago. I started out in Arkansas about 2 years ago. I've been on the road for about 7,000 miles.
You overnight here?
I just had gone up to Columbia.
Good ride, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let me get a sip of water real quick. My name is Jacob George. I am a three-tour veteran of the Afghan War.
Oh, I don't know why I left.
My service was between 2000 and 2004.
But I know that I was wrong.
You know, when I got back, I was a pretty shattered person. I was a homeless, drunken disaster for about 2 years straight, trying to put my life back together and, you know, figure out who I was.
Well, I got a letter in the mail. It said, go to war, go to jail.
It was when my younger brother, who's 9 years younger than me, at the age of 19, received orders to go to Afghanistan, that it really just hit me in the gut. Like, this thing has gone an entire generation. I did my first tour when I was 19. Here we are 9 years later, and my younger brother is about to go through the same thing. Riding a bicycle is a form of protest for us. It makes us vulnerable. So people see us on bicycle, especially in the South. And, you know, I've got a banjo hanging off of it. Sometimes, you know, we have someone traveling with a wash tub hanging off their bicycle, and people are like, what's going on there? Someone pulled over next to us one time and said, you guys look like the Clampets on bicycles.
Yep.
Most of our travel and work is done in the South, and most of us are Southerners, and we understand how important it is to use music to kind of bridge that political gap.
No, I don't know why I left, but I know that I was wrong.
My number one critics are my family, my mom and my dad, and neither of them have ever served. What I have learned is that if I'm approaching a sensitive conversation, especially with another vet, I listen first, because I staunchly believed in what I was doing while I was doing it, and I know what it feels like to have that soldier's heart. I come from a culture where that is seen as a rite of passage into manhood.
That was Afghan War veteran Jacob George. He recently passed through Columbia, riding on his way to Chicago to protest the NATO summit there. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.